Fonda. My wife is in Spain for the week. And the reason I didn't go with her is because we had work done here. Yes, indeed. It seems that it never stops. I have had the bedroom, one wall, wallpapered entirely, and the other three kind of walls, if you could say that, have been painted. And it is not good for pregnant women to be around the smell of paint. I also took this opportunity, that is to say, from last Saturday to the coming Saturday, to catch up with my brother Dwayne, who I see rarely as he's working a great deal, and spend some time catching up with him, which we kind of manage to do once a year, or perhaps twice a year, but we do stay in touch other ways. But yes, despite that you see somebody every single day, when you go away you'd think, you know, not in a malicious way, but that you would relish the peace and quiet. It is not so, particularly. Not really. And I found myself sleeping badly and just not enjoying night. For no dirty reason, you gutter people. But just for the fact that there's not another warm-bodied person next to one in the bed, you see? And missing Jake's laughter, being able to pick him up and hold him on the balcony or play music with him. It's quite strange. There are times when the quiet is lovely, but for the most part, it's too quiet. And it's quite strange. In any case, apart from that, the week has been interesting. I have decided that I needed a new external hard drive, and I replaced the one I had, which is 320 gigs, with a 1TB of the same type from Freecom. It's called a Tough Drive, and I like them very much. I've owned three previously. I first bought a 160 gig drive in, I think, 06 or 07, then a 250 later, and then a 320, and now 1TB. And the 320 does have 84 gigs left on it, but I want to back up my entire iTunes folder that's stored in my D drive, so that it doesn't get misplaced or broken. And it also backs up all the music I've ever bought off of iTunes. It's only sitting on one hard drive at the moment, which is on my desktop machine. I want it to be somewhere else for safekeeping. And it's not anywhere near 84 gigs, but my brother's drive that I first gave him was my original 160, is dying, and his birthday's coming up, so I'm going to give him the 320, so that he has more space, and I get more space too. It's almost a cheap present, as it's a cast-off, but at least it still works. His 160 is dying, and that's just not fun. Or at least part of it's dying. Maybe the cable's dying. We don't think the drive is dead yet. So we'll stick it in another caddy and give it another turn around the houses, hopefully. Apart from that, I had to call up the income support people to get a letter of proof that we live here, because we tried to enroll Jake in a nursery, and they didn't want to do that because we didn't have enough proof of address. Because, as you probably know by now, we recently moved house in April, and some things, although you think you've managed to get everything, some stuff is missing, and that was one of them. So as I lie here and Ben cogitate on life, I thought I would audio boo briefly to say hello and good morning. And don't have much time left, but wanted to say hello to you wonderful people out there and tell you what's been happening with life. And having done that, let's see how much time is left by listening very carefully. 47 seconds. Wow, it's not like me to actually talk the whole time instead of just talking crap the whole time, but there's a first for everything. That has been my week so far. On Friday, we're going to replace the bathroom sink, which is the last work in the bathroom to be done. And 27 seconds. I get to say goodbye. I didn't want it just to end rudely and then you think I didn't love you or care about you all, because that would be absolutely a lie and tragic. But yes, thank you for listening to my, as usual, ramblings on this Wednesday morning. Much appreciated. Goodbye, I think. How about now? Or now?